Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. The Walrus of Love, Barry White, and Just the Way You Are. It's the What's On Guide to the Weekend, and as part of that, as always, every week, we travel around the world with Ed Finn for this.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
It's Travel Talk, and back after his extensive travels. It feels like I haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah, well, Robbie, I've been going around the Christmas markets in Germany, and there are only 1,400 of them. So it's a wonder that you're going to ever see me again, actually. I was always mad for Christmas markets. I love them. And it was so good to be able to get back to them again. And I suppose Germany is the home of the Christmas market. They started there, going back to after the Reformation, when it was the tradition started about giving kids presents, you know. And but they do Christmas in an amazing way. And Nuremberg, I started off in, Robbie, which of course we're now served with direct flights to Nuremberg since last April, and they've been running all year round. And it's Bavaria, of course, and absolutely fantastic. Famous for, there's over 300 breweries in the area, famous for the Nuremberg sausages, which they've won awards for, and roasting chestnuts, gingerbread, Robbie, glühwein, you know, you name it, just all happening there. And I really, really must say now, it was so super to be back there again. Over 175 stalls, I think it was. Food and drink stuff is at 20% of the overall market. So then you have all these beautiful crafts. And they have another thing as well, Robbie. They've twinned with all these countries around the world. So met a lovely lady there, Laurie from Glasgow. They had all their whiskies there. There was Israel, Greece, China, all these amazing stands from all over the world, which is kind of another nice new international element that they brought to their market there. There's a whole children's market, Robbie, which is just specially for kids off the main markets. You feel Christmas has arrived when you're there.
And you sure do. I've only been to one Christmas market, and that's the one in Poland in Wrocław. And for people who love Christmas, this is like off the scale, isn't it, in terms of the atmosphere?
It is, absolutely. And you're talking here like over 700 years. I think the first market in Nuremberg started in 1628. I mean, the Nuremberg Bratwurst has made the city world famous, but they're irresistible. You know, they're just so delicious, and culinary delights abound, Robbie, everywhere. So,
and what about, let's say, if you're planning on going to a Christmas market, is there much of a difference, let's say, between going to Nuremberg or going to Frankfurt? Or do you get the same sort of atmosphere and feel in both places?
You do. It's very interesting, because 2 days after that, I hopped on the train from Nuremberg to Frankfurt, just 2 hours. The Hilton Hotel, Robbie, in Frankfurt are doing great deals there at the moment, like 5-star hotel, incredible, from 200 a room a night, which is just phenomenal when you think about some prices we pay here, you know. But what I loved about it was you're into Essen, and Frankfurt has over 12 different markets. Again, all different sort of ones in neighborhoods. Now, some of them, they had one market, Robbie, which was on top of a parking lot, and it was overlooking the city. Now, Frankfurt is like New York, right? They don't call it Bankfurt or Minehattan for nothing. Mine, of course, being the name of the river there. So they use the word Minehattan. But it's just like these massive buildings, skyscrapers, all lit up. I mean, I went up the main tower, actually, which you get a lift that literally shoots you up into the sky. That was very much a social, like, kind of glühwein and food one. But then the old one in Rommerberg, which again goes back to the early 1300s, the old style one, which is built around the old square. Of course, that was a whole different experience. Again, they do these amazing potato cakes there, Robbie, which are deep fried potato cakes, which you can have with the white or a green sauce. Again, totally separate from Frankfurt. So they all have their own different things. Frankfurt has prune men. Have you ever had a prune man, Robbie? I'll tell you, you haven't lived.
That would certainly keep you regular, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. The Frankfurter, of course, you know, hello. Like, Frankfurter is like the most famous sausage in Germany. And
tell me, is it expensive now while you're out and about at these markets and you're sampling your glühwein and buying your food?
No, I didn't find it expensive. For a bratwurst and a glass of apple wine now, which is delicious, that was about 9.50 or something like that, I think, if memory serves me right. If I can remember after all the apple wine what I was paying, Robbie. Yeah, I didn't think it was crazy money at all. So, yeah, it was quite affordable. Now, when you go to some of the other markets which are around. There's another market called the City Market as well, which is more kind of a little bit upmarket, younger crowd, lots of DJs playing music there. That was more hipster, trendy kind of a market. So there was a lot of different ones. There's a huge amount to choose from there. But again, flights were great, you know, so it's easy to get to, trains in from the airport.
What are you talking flight price-wise?
For anybody that wants to catch a Christmas market before Christmas, with Aer Lingus, it was about €140 return on the 16th of December for two nights, Robbie. And it's €197 for two people a night in the Hilton. So that was quite good if you want a little five-star break around the 16th of December. Really good dates to look at. Nuremberg, the flights are even cheaper, like down from, at the moment, like I look from €40 each way. I stayed in the Leonardo Royal Hotel, 8 minutes walk from the main market. That's about 140 or 50 a night for two people. So it's very doable. I love Germany, Robbie. I've been going to Germany for years. I just think it's underrated in terms of tourism. And yeah, I think they're doing a lot of work.
It's a beautiful place.
It is just, I always have a great time when I go there.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thanks for spreading a bit of festive cheer for those people who are considering going to the Christmas markets this year. We can highly recommend it. Ed Finn with Travel Talk, thanks so much for joining us on Saturday Live.
Great, Robbie. You're more than welcome.
And remember, for more information, you can visit their website, christmasnuremberg.com, or for Frankfurt's, go to germany.travel, or just Google Frankfurt Christmas Markets, with Ryanair flying three times a week to Nuremberg and Aer Lingus twice daily to Frankfurt. So if you want to hear a Travel Talk extra interview that Ed did in Nuremberg, he got to meet the head man in charge of the Nuremberg Christmas Markets, who showed him around the markets there, Marco von Dobschutzdiedl. Go to sunshineradio.ie to our podcast section, or go to traveltalk.ie to hear it in full.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.